Hello.
Yes, ma'am. This is Summer calling back from Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. So I have a provider that's willing to help, but they want a little more information. However, I can send you longitude and latitude coordinates of where you are to get a better look of where you are on our map. So I can send that to you and send it over to the provider, okay?
Okay.
So once you receive it, I would just like for you to read it out to me, okay?
All right.
All right. And should be coming.
Okay. It said user denied the request for geo location.
Okay, let me see if I can try to send it one more time.
Okay. Because once we made it off the interstate, off of, what was that? Off of, what was it? It was 75. Okay, so off of the exit of 75 Dale, and because once I had got off of that interstate at that light, I ended up making a left. I had made a left, and this popped up as the same thing.
Okay. Let's see. So you're near the airport?
Yes.
Okay, give me one second here.
I was on the expressway, and when I had started feeling the difference in my car, I had put in my GPS to avoid a highway, so it had took me out, and it put me on Riverdale Road. So it's like, because I was trying to get back to my school, so it put me in the direction to take, the back way around.
Okay.
Because I think it was going to take the Forest Parkway to that street.
Okay, so once you got off the exit 71 and you took that left, how much farther did you go down?
I went down for a good minute up until I had called my mama to see what I was going to do, and she told me that I need to stop because it's not good to keep driving on the flat because I can mess up my rims. And then I had put in a tire spot place, and that had popped up 5 minutes away from the point that I was.
Okay. So are you seeing any signs or anything near you? Because I believe I'm looking at the same, location that you're located at.
The only signs that I see is say no trespassing, airport authorized personnel, only unauthorized personnel, subject to prosecution. And then they say the GA code 16721.
Okay, and you're past all the lights and everything, all the traffic lights?
Yes, I'm past the traffic lights.
Okay.
And because, it's like a little roundabout, and I'm at a point where I'm not sure, because if I had a kept going around, I'm not sure if it's going to be another light right there or not. But there are cars coming around and still going around.
Okay. Just one second, okay?
Okay.
I don't believe the text message thing is going to work, so I'm going to see if I can try to find you here.
And you were trying to get the coordinates of where I am, right?
Yes.
Okay, I think I would be able to tell you some numbers. Let me, because I had ended up sitting, well, my mother was trying to figure out, like, what location can I give to her so you could possibly have to find me. And when I had dropped my location, Apple pulls up coordinates. And
okay.
Say, 33.6163 North. And then the second one is 84.45140 West.
Okay. And I believe I found it. You said you're in the roundabout?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I think I found it. Give me 1 second here.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you said that Apple pulled up the coordinates?
Yes.
How did you do that? Because I have an iPhone too, so I think I should know for future references.
Okay, so say if you go in your messages and like the circle at the top, it's an arrow by the person's name. You click on that. Say send my current location and you press that and send it to them. And once you go out of that and you click on what you sent to them, it's gonna pop up the location. Then it says map, and then at the bottom it says details, and it say the website, and then it had a coordinates at the bottom.
Okay, perfect. All right. So yes, ma'am, I have definitely found your location. So I can get the information over to the provider, and then you'll be receiving your ETA, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.